Get the opportunity to talk scouting as we get here from Ken White. Ken is the district executive for Boy Scouting here in the area, and Boy Scouts Council like schools getting started for another school year. I know your programs run year-round, but what a great time to be recruiting new scouts. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on this morning.
And a lot of things going on in scouting. Some of the things that you do are still the traditional items that date back to the beginning of scouting more than 100 years ago, and you're always coming up with new things, too.
Absolutely. We try to keep things fresh and keep things interesting for the young men and ladies. Like you said, we've been doing this for well over 100 years. Cherokee Area Council has a really long, strong history in scouting through the Phillips Connection. It's been very, very well thought of, very strong council through the years. We're 6 counties in northeastern Oklahoma, serve kids from first grade clear up to 20 years old in a variety of programs.
That's right. And if we look at, I guess, just some of the history, of course, we don't have to go very far west on U.S. 60 to see some of the history of scouting around the area. But, you know, I would hate to take a poll of listeners and have them, I don't care, call or text me and say, you know, yes or no, were you a scout? Because I'm sure the overwhelming majority of our listeners, no matter where they grew up, probably did at least a couple of years in scouting.
Yeah, and we're very strong in this area, like you said, just a little bit west on Highway 60. In Pawhuska, they claim to have had the very first Boy Scout troop in America.
And we helped them celebrate that for about a year. Yeah, it was
and
fun.
They're still going strong over there with all of their programs. It's really fun place to be.
It is. As I look at just some of the things around the area, I know you had all kinds of things like, let's just go ahead and talk about, first of all, about a night coming up here in, that would be tomorrow night, I guess, in Bartlesville Schools, right?
Right. Tomorrow night's a really big night for scouting here in Bartlesville. We are doing our back-to-school night for scouting at all of the Bartlesville public schools and at Oshaleta tomorrow evening in the gyms of your students' prospective school. They should have already brought a flyer home about it. I'll be back in the schools today and tomorrow reminding all the young men to come out tomorrow night and check out scouting with us.
I will say I was somewhat that way, and I think most youngsters are occasionally. Some of those handouts that you get at school get lost in other papers and don't always get turned over to mom and dad until a couple of days later.
So. Yeah, so I do ask that you check your son's backpack. He should have brought a flyer home yesterday, or Monday actually. And I'm going in all the schools today and tomorrow, and I'll be giving them a little package of popcorn and a reminder to come out. So when your son comes up from school and wants you to pop some popcorn, read the label on it. It'll tell you all about what you need to know about scouting.
And, of course, we'll talk popcorn a little bit later on. That's a well-known fundraiser for scouting. And, of course, it's an opportunity for young folks of all ages to get involved in a program that does so many great things, from just giving people interest in different career paths to building character for a lifetime.
Absolutely. Popcorn is a huge thing for us. You cannot have lived in Bartlesville and not seen the popcorn sales at some point in the fall. It's very important to us. 70% of the cost of the product you buy from a scout when you buy popcorn stays here locally in scouting. 70% of it. These young men will be selling door to door. So if you see a kid on your doorstep in a uniform, please answer the door. He's there for a good reason. If you see a group of young men outside of a store with a table set up, try to use that entrance and understand that they're there for a good reason and partake some of that product. We sure appreciate it.
It's good popcorn too. I tend to stock up a little bit this time of year, so that I'll when comes time for one of those cold winter nights to pop some popcorn, I'll have some stuff ready.
You know? Oh, absolutely. And if by some crazy chance you're not approached to buy some popcorn from a scout, we always have some available at the Scout Service Center on Adams Road that you can come by and pick some up from us there directly.
Typically, the scouts are in uniform when they're selling. One of the most recognizable uniforms after police, fire, and military.
Absolutely. I get accused of being a policeman and a game warden and a army man every time I go into school. We're proud of our uniform.
Well, and even they don't use it anymore, but when I entered the Air Force, there was a tan uniform that was an Air Force uniform, too. So you can go back and find a tan-colored uniform in a lot of different ways. Happy to see the scout uniform. I don't know how many students wear their uniforms to school anymore, but it was part of, I guess, when I was growing up. If your group was holding a scout meeting, say, right after school, a lot of the guys wore their scout uniform to school.
Yeah, well, that's something we definitely encourage. Yeah. And one thing I'll say about scouts is there are never enough of them.
Yep.
We're always looking for more. And we do ask our young men to wear those uniforms to school on the day of their rally nights. And quite a few of them do because they are very proud of them.
There are, and for all kinds of good reasons. Talk about to me just a little bit about some of the I'll say, upper-level programs you got going on. We were talking before we started about the Explorer groups, and I know they're kind of focused on some special interest areas.
Yeah, absolutely. One of our emphasis this year is going to be for growth is going to be within our Career Exploring program, which is for youth age 14 to 20. It is career-oriented training or program where currently we have a youth court, a law enforcement, and an aviation post in Bartlesville, and we're looking to expand that into additional career fields to expose these people as their young teens to some of the opportunities that are out there, what jobs are really about, presented on the job from professionals that are actually in these careers.
And some of the things that I've heard about youth court, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but because a young person, first offender, is being judged by their peers, sometimes the requirements that youth court will set up are as tight or tighter than, let's say, if they were out in front of Judge DeLapp, and because they're being judged by their peers, sometimes it really sticks with them, I'll say, better even than if they were hauled into regular court.
Yes, a lot of it, you know, comes a little closer to their heart coming from their peers. The peers can be a little bit more judgmental because they're basing it out on their own behaviors and what they would expect. And the other thing is that it's non-traditional punishments or sentences that are handed out where they're actually having to do some service and you know, make up for things that they do. They're not going to walk out of there scot-free. They're still going to feel like they've been to court, but they're not going to have anything on their record that will cause them any problems later in life, which is the good side of it.
And not only locally, but I think nationally, the whole youth court concept has a great track record of doing some good things in young people's lives.
Yeah, nobody wants to look silly in front of their peers, so we try to do the best we can to make these students take this seriously and present a good program. And it's a long-standing program of over 20 years of running youth court here in Bartlesville.
Yeah, and again, the other Explorer groups, the same sort of thing. The adult leadership that scouts provide for not only the Explorer post, but from everything from the youngest all the way through the most senior youth that you serve, provide such a great role model and leadership role for the scouts.
Yeah, absolutely. We love our volunteers. We could not do scouting without our volunteers. And this council, I've worked in other councils in the past, this council has the most incredible adult volunteer base I've ever seen. There are a huge number of men and women here in the Bartlesville area that are willing to give incredible amounts of time and effort for these young people to, you know, help make their lives better. Everybody knows that the challenges that they're facing these days are much greater than in a lot of ways than we faced, and that they need all the help we can get, all the help we can give them to make good choices, make good decisions. And our mission is to instill values in young people that will carry over into their adult life.
Mm-hmm. And now you're starting something a little bit different at the middle school level for exploring, right?
Yes, we're attempting to make the inroads into setting up exploring club type setups where they will be exposed to, during the school year, 6 to 8 different career fields, 6 to 8 different career professionals where they'll bring in their job or go to their job and lay out what's going on. As for instance, it might be engineering, it might be IT, it might be industrial, it might be chemical, it might be medical. You know, there'll be lots of different things represented to expose them to people actually do it on a regular basis.
That sounds like a great concept, and I think I can easily see where, maybe any individual scout may not be interested in, let's say, one of the 6 items, but the other 5 are going to be very interesting for them, so they're going to get a lot of good information in the course of a school year.
Yeah, and even better than that, a lot of these young people will find out about something that they're interested in that they didn't even realize they're interested in before it was put out in front of them.
Yeah, which is the same thing that they'll see later with other internships. They'll get an opportunity for some, you know, hands-on experience based on their training as far as just finding out more about what they may or at least sometimes may not want to do.
Right, because it's, you know, as everybody realizes, especially if they've ever looked for a job in the last few years, it's tough out there.
It is.
And these people need every advantage they can get on their side to help make to find their way in the real world. And one way that we really feel is very meaningful, and that is to earn an Eagle Scout rank.
Mm-hmm.
Last year in this council, there were only 22 Eagle Scouts, pretty small number considering the total number of Scouts. I personally have a son that's about to be an Eagle Scout I'm very proud of, and he knows from talking to his teachers and counselors at school, every one of them asked him if he was going to be an Eagle Scout because how much difference that made on college applications, scholarship applications, and job applications. So he's really excited about having something solid to put down for his life experiences before he graduates high school.
Well, and you look at the number of people who are respected in their job, whatever it is, respected across the country. If you look in their personal resume, frequently it will be, you know, yeah, achieved Eagle Scout at age whatever. Yes. You know?
It has been on my resume my entire life,
yeah.
And it always will be.
And I'll say when I speak with Congressman Bridenstine, I know he brings it up on a fairly regular basis as well. So again, you're looking at people sometimes walk around just not really advertising it, but if you look at their resume, frequently you'll find it there.
Yeah, we joke about it a little bit, but we're very serious. We do Eagle Rank Board of Reviews. We tell the young man that he is not only attempting to receive an honor, attain an honor, but he's also going to receive a burden, because
mm-hmm.
that burden of being an Eagle Scout will be on his shoulders, and he'll be expected to behave better than others and perform in a standard that are higher than others because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Higher expectations will be put on him for the rest of his life.
Absolutely. As soon as even put the scout uniform on, there's an expectation day one.
Absolutely.
Yeah. For maybe moms and dads, aunts and uncles, grandparents who didn't hear about it from a school program coming home, but they want to encourage the young people to show up for your event this week, again, what time, where, and
okay.
How can the young people get signed up?
Got a couple different options on that. All of the schools in Bartlesville will be doing their school night for scouting tomorrow night, August 24th, 6:15 p.m. in the gym of your student's prospective school. If you cannot make it tomorrow night, you can give us a call at the Scout Service Center, 918-336-9170, or get online, www.cherokeebsa.org, or just contact the principal at your school and they'll get back to me. They'll know who I am. The other opportunity you have if you cannot make it on Thursday is we're doing a fishing derby on September the 16th. So mark this on your calendar, September 16th at Lee Lake Park, right across from Lowe's. We'll be doing a fishing derby. All welcome to come. You don't have to be a registered scout. Bring your whole family. We'll have a competitive fishing derby, some other contests, and some fun and games. 9 a.m. to noon on September 16th at Lee Lake Park. Come on out.
Right, that'll be a Saturday morning, and I hope you have great weather for it.
We hope last year we had wonderful weather. Hope for the same this year. And we provide all the tackle, bait, rods and reels, everything. Just bring yourself and have a good time.
And I think that removes the excuse, I don't have any of my stuff, or I've never been fishing before. Come out and have a great time. You'll learn something.
And we'd have somebody to take care of helping you fish, even take the fish off for you if you got to. We'll put the worm on for you if you need it. We're a full-service organization.
Thanks so much. Appreciate your time. And thank you in advance for what you're going to do for these young people. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much for giving me the time on here this morning. I hope to see a bunch of you tomorrow night out at the schools.
All right. Again, we've been talking with Ken White, Cherokee Council of Boy Scouts. He is the district executive. By the way, just stop by the scout office, Quapaw and Adams. They're near the stoplight. If you have questions, they can answer them for you that way as well. More on AM 1400 K1 coming up in just a moment.
You won't find it on a map, but the state of Franklin declared its independence on this day in 1784. It's the short history of a lost